This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Telling you, bro, what's been happening, bro?
Not too much.
Still hitting more Peggy-O's.
Everybody, Shane Terrio here. Thanks for tuning in to the Riff Raff, sharing your valuable listening time wherever in the world you may be. I hope it's a good day or night. You're listening to a track called Four on the Floor from my record Dirty Power, featuring the mighty Jim Keltner on drums. Pretty cool little ditty, if I say so myself. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Today, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to post sort of a lesson on my five tips for beginning and intermediate guitar players. If you're advanced, don't turn it off yet, because fear not. I think, dare I say, you may get something out of this. From my 30-plus years of experience and some of the GIT training, Howard Roberts, speed learning techniques, these are just a few things I've used that I think could save you some time. Now, I did post this on my YouTube channel, so it's kind of a repost, but I think it's very valid and makes for good listening. I think you'll get something out of it. So, as always, I hope you enjoy. Here we go. If you want to give me a like, subscribe, I really appreciate it. Check out the YouTube channel if you get a chance. More Riff Raff interviews coming soon. Pick up a t-shirt if you want. Visit my website. Here we go. My five tips for beginning intermediate guitar players. Tip number one. I call this the catch and release. All right. This is a way to learn chords quickly. Now, when you're a beginner, everybody knows, and maybe you guys are in this right now. I don't know what level you're at, but I remember learning an E. Let's just take an E chord. Right, E chord. Now here's how it usually goes. Somebody shows it. No, first finger go. No, first fret. Yeah, don't. No, push this one. This. Oh, like this. Oh man, that hurts. Oh, there it is. Right, magic. E chord. Then you take your hand off and you try to do it again. Oh, what is that? All right, try this. Next time you learn a chord voicing, I want you to play the chord, finger it correctly. And then forget about your strumming hand. If you're right-handed, it's your right hand. Forget about it. Put it away. You don't need it right now. Just look at your left hand. All right? It's a little visualization technique. Study it. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take the chord away. Take your hands off the fretboard. Try to replicate the chord. Try to finger the chord as quickly as possible. A bunch of times in a row, right? Now, if you're a beginner and you just learn E, it's not going to look like that. It's going to be like this. That's okay. That's all right. That means the exercise is working. And what you're doing is you're reprogramming your muscle memory, or you're actually programming your muscle memory to learn that chord. The guitar is a very diagram, shape, pattern-oriented instrument. And more, as you'll get progress and get more proficient, you'll learn that more and more, and you'll see that, and you'll discover little things about it. And we can use that to our advantage, and this is one way. So when you do this and you form the chord really fast, you want to make sure you're doing it correctly. You don't want to program mistakes. You want to make sure you're doing it quickly, but you want to make sure you're doing it accurately and correctly. So try that. I still use this if there's a cool voicing, a Ted Green thing, or something that might be a little tricky. I'll just take a few seconds, form the chord, try to do it a few times in a row as fast as I can. Then I add the strumming in, and then you're already halfway there. Okay. Number two, I know a lot of you guys don't want to hear this. Learn the notes on the neck. Learn the notes on the guitar, all right? Before you start trying to... I'm getting comments from people learning caged form major scales, but they don't even know all the notes. Not well, anyway. Not, you know, the way you're supposed to. I'm not talking about sight reading. I'm not talking about being a studio guitar player, sight reading, all that stuff. I'm just talking about knowing where things are on the neck. Knowing that this is a G. Know that that's a B flat. Know that that's a B flat as well. That's just basic primary 101 foundational stuff. And, you know, also if you're in a band and you're communicating with people, you're working for a singer, you get in that position one day, well, it's going to happen, you know. You're going to want to know how to communicate. You need that. And also it's going to open up the neck for you. You need to learn the notes on the guitar. I must say I did a pretty good video a few back on how to master the notes on the guitar. And it's a video showing you an exercise to really hone in on that. G. So add that to your schedule if you haven't already. That's a foundational thing you need to know as a beginner. Tip number three, practice slowly. I know this is like sounds really dumb, okay? But again, going back to tip number one, muscle memory. It's fun to play fast on guitar. I enjoy the hell out of it myself. It's really fun. But let me give you an example of something that happened to me 7-8 years ago. Let me show you why this concept really works. 7-8 years ago, I was living in New York and I was playing a lot of jazz. And for some reason, my right hand technique sort of morphed into like something like holding the pick like this. I don't want to do it again because I don't want to mess myself up. But I couldn't play anymore. I was like in this weird in-between stage where I couldn't play rhythm as well as I was previously, and my speed was really, it was just kind of shitty. And I remember doing a taping with the OJs on Daryl's show, and I was going, man, I can't, like, just a simple... I was really fighting my right-hand technique at the time, so much so that I sought out a private teacher, and I went to a guy named Adam Rogers. He's a great player. I think he plays with Steely Dan now. He's more of a jazz player than I am. But his right-hand technique was impeccable. So I went to his apartment, took a lesson, and we sat down. And Adam, he goes, why are you, man, you're a killer player. You don't need, like, what do you want me to do, show you? And I said, well, I explained it. He goes, okay, I see. So play a major scale really slowly. 3 notes per string, any position. So I said, okay. He goes, slow. Start on A. And I went, okay. Stop. He goes, stop. No. Slowly. Okay. No. I mean, really slow. He did this like 3-4 times, I remember. And finally he goes, no, man, like this. Wow, you got to be joking. He's like, no, I want you to play it slowly. And if you make one flub, then you know you've went too fast, you know. And we're not talking about flubs because, of course, I've been playing this major scale positions for 35 years. But he's talking about syncing the right and left hand together. And that's muscle memory. And what he had me do was practice 5-10 minutes a day. Really slow. And he said, you know, I just did a gig with Michael Brecker, one of the greatest, probably the greatest saxophone player live at the time. And I heard him warming up next door, and the guy's got chops for days. And you know how he warms up? Like this. Bah, bah, long notes. And he goes, why shouldn't we do the same thing, Shane? I mean, why wouldn't that work for us? And I go, wow, that's a great, I would have never thought about that. That's a great concept. So it might sound dumb, but I'm telling you, I've used this and it works. And if you just, I'm not saying do it all day long, but 5-10 minutes a day, play slowly, slowly. Get your hands in sync. If you're learning a Billy Gibbons solo or something, fine. Play it slower than you think you need. And what's happening is you're eliminating any mistakes, any way to program those mistakes in your head. And when you speed it up a little bit, you'll be amazed. You'll be way further along the road on the way to playing it cleanly. So try that. Number four, transcribe, use your ear, trust your ear, push your ear. What do I mean by that? I mean, in this day and age of YouTube, which is wonderful, by the way, I'm not knocking it at all. It is a magical time. It's also easy to get bogged down in everything and just kind of cheat and take the Cliff Notes version of learning a song. Just go right to the mighty YouTube machine and learn how to play a solo. But back in the old days, you know, we'd learn things off of records. Records were even old for my days. I mean, you know, CDs, things like that, the radio, tapes, whatever. The beauty of that was you were training your ear. And I think that's what's missing nowadays. Guys are learning, girls are learning things just straight off of YouTube. And there's no foundation. Your ear, you want to train your ear. So rather than just go straight to YouTube to learn something, when you're learning a song, you want to learn a solo, try to learn it yourself first, right off of the recording, directly from the artist. And go as far as you can on your own and keep pushing, keep trying. You're developing your ear. That's an integral part of being a musician. I don't care what instrument you play, your ear is your most valuable tool. It will guide you through any situation, any genre. Believe me, I've used it for years. And the only way you develop that is by using it, not by learning tab from somebody else. That's good to fill in holes, but you want to use your ear. So try and transcribe some solos, transcribe some songs, learn some things by ear. Number five, get in the habit of immediately applying things you learn. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is let's take this for instance. Say you just learned this little G chord here. And you're like, wow, that's cool. I can slide that. And I saw this guy on TV like doing this thing. This Pinky, this old guitar player, R&B thing. That's a neat little move. How can I use that? That's the first thing you should ask yourself. How can I apply that? Is there a song I'm already doing now? Maybe in my Jimmy Buffett band, or maybe my, you know, this Chuck Berry tune we're doing this weekend. Can I use that? Well, maybe I can play it through a 1-4-5 progression. Maybe I can write a song with that, you know? Maybe I can put some delay on it and try it like in a different key, or like, you know, try it in a, what would it sound like if I did it in a minor key, you know? You know, you get the idea. Not the greatest example, but immediately take what you learn, apply it, connect it to something. It's like when you're learning a language. You know, I've been studying Japanese for God knows how many years now. And the first thing you do is you learn a phrase or a sentence, a word, try to connect it, apply it immediately. Otherwise, what's the point of learning all this stuff? You just end up with a bunch of stuff you can't use. Put it into practice, make it musical. Don't want to get too preachy, but those are five things that have helped me out, and I think they'll help you out too. If you got something out of this, show me a little YouTube love. Give me a like, subscribe, thumbs up. See you next time. Let me know in the comments how this stuff works out. Shane Terrio out.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. plus the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.